The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 19, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 13th, 1973, in Bombay, India.
So, Sayang Bhagavan, Krishna, Krishnasu Bhagavan Sayam. We have many times explained the word Bhagavan. Bhagavan means six opulences, riches and vaisajyasya samagrasya bijasya, potency, bijasya jasasya, name, reputation. Vaisajyasya samagrasya bijasya jasasya sriya, beauty, jnana, knowledge, and vairagya, detachment. When one is full with all these six opulences, he is God. So people try to get the opulences. Everyone is trying by karma, jnana, yoga, but nobody can attain the opulences in full strength. That is not possible. So the simple definition of God is that one who is in full six opulences is God. That has been analyzed by great saintly persons, including Lord Brahma, and it has been decided that all the six opulences can be found in Krishna. Therefore, Brahma's degree is given there in the Brahma Samhita, Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Aham hi Adi Devana, Mahansinam cha Saptaya. So, that Supreme Personality of Krishna is giving us knowledge, the ultimate goal of knowledge, and the living entities, their body, field of activities. In this 13th chapter they have been very thoroughly described, although Krishna said it is summary, because they cannot be described in full. This body, how many bodies we have changed? Even in this life, we are changing our body. Every one of us, a little body of a child, then little grown-up body of a boy, then youthful body, then this old body, that we are changing body. Dehinasmin jatha dehi kumbhanam jungvanam jara tatha dehantara prat. Similarly, after giving up this body, I will have to accept another body, and there are 8,400,000 species of forms of body. According to our karma, we have to accept another body, karmana daivanetrena, by superior arrangement. You cannot say that I want this kind of body. God is not your order supplier. You will get, either you ask for it or don't ask for it, according to your karma, you will have a next body, karmananda, even by this superior arrangement. If you work in this life like God, you get next life with God's body. And if you work in this life as a dog, then you get the next life as a dog. That is not in your hand. Pratidekriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. Gunai, according to your qualities, and you will work. And prakriti, nature, will give you a similar body. Otherwise, why do you find so many varieties of body? So many varieties, just like so many varieties of apartment, so many varieties of hotels, so many varieties of apartments. So you are appointed, you are put into an apartment or hotel according to the terms of your payment. That is karma. So you cannot say everything is also equal. That is nonsense. They cannot be equal. Because we are working under three qualities: goodness, passion, and ignorance. If we work, field of activities, this body is field of activities. Nobody can work similarly because they have got field of activities different. My body is different, your body is different, you are acting according to your body. The hog is acting according to his body, the dog is acting according to his body. The president of some country is acting according to his body. So we should have brain to understand that why there are different personalities and different activities. Because there are different qualities. So to organize human society, these qualities should be taken into consideration. We should divide. Just like in our body, we have got four departments. This head department, the arm department, the belly department, and the leg department. Everyone is working according to the departmental function. The brain is working differently. The office or the direction, the brain is giving the direction, then my hand is moving, my leg is moving. There must be a directory department. In office also, there are board of directors, then secretaries, then clerks, then minions, then servants, then chaprasi. So even in your body, this arrangement is there. How can we avoid? If you simply say that let there be all heads, that cannot. Or let there be simply legs, that is cannot. That cannot. There must be the heads, the legs, the hands, the belly. Similarly, the whole society should be divided into that way. And they should work cooperatively. The central point, just like this head, leg, hands, they are working cooperatively for the benefit of this body, whole body. Actually, for the benefit of this belly. Because we are all working now for eating. Without eating, we cannot live. Then eating after sleeping, then mating, then defending. First there must be arrangement for eating. So, practically the stomach is the king of in this body, the stomach. There is a story, Udarendriyana, in the Hitopadesha. Written by Vishnu Sarma. There was strike. All the hands, legs, eyes, they observed strike that this belly, the stomach is eating only and we are working. So we shall not work. We shall not work. Stop working. Just like nowadays striking goes on. So they stopped working. And after a few days all of them became weak. Because they are not feeding the stomach. Then they arrange another conference, why you are becoming weak? Then the fault was found out that because you are not giving to eat to the stomach. So all then agreed, well, let the stomach eat and let us work. So this is the nature's arrangement. The stomach will simply eat and the hands and legs and eyes, they must work. Similarly, the central point is Krishna, God. God must simply eat. You must work. We are all part and parcel of my body. Just like part and parcel of my body. They must work. And the stomach shall eat. So this Krishna consciousness movement is that. That Krishna is the central stomach. And you all work. For Krishna. You are also benefited. Just like here is Krishna. We are all working for Krishna whole day and night. But you are not starving. You are not starving. You are getting Krishna's pradhan, nice food stuff. So this cooperation should be, if you supply food to the stomach, the energy will be distributed to the hands, legs, fingers, eyes. And if you do not supply food, you cannot say that the fingers, if they capture a nice sweetmeat and if non-cooperate, no, I shall not give to the stomach, I shall eat. He cannot eat, the fingers cannot eat. It must give to the stomach and take the prasadam energy, then the fingers and eyes will be off. So we must serve. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, the last instruction is that you surrender to me. Sarva-dharmān parityajya-māmekam saranam braja. So if you surrender to God, and if you serve God, because we are part and parcel, then we shall be happy. The energy will come from the center, just like the energy is coming from the heart. Because, this is practical, medically and scientifically, the energy is coming, as soon as the heart fails, everything stops. And the energy is there because Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddeshe Arjuna Tishtha. Riddeshe, it is there. The Ishara, the Supreme Lord, as Paramatma, is situated within your heart. Now we find out if you have got means to see. But the situation is given, described in the Shastra. Therefore, yogis, they try to find out God within the heart. Dhyanavastita tatvatena manasa pashyanti yam yogi. Yogi, those are yogis, transcendentalists. They are trying to observe the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dhyanavastita, by meditation. That is real meditation. To focus the mind, to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the heart. But who can see? That is also described in the Shastra. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaiva ridayesu. Again, ridayesu. Ridayesu. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa, saintly person. Being developed in Krishna consciousness, in love of Krishna. Premanjana and smearing the eyes with the ointment of love of Krishna. We can see Krishna, God, with these eyes. When it is anointed with the particular medicine which is called love of God. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa, not ordinary man, santa, advanced saintly persons. Santas hadaiva pashyanti, where they see ridayesu in their own heart. Santa ridayesu pashyanti. Jam shyama sundaram. Achinta gunasarupam, Govindamadi purusam tamam. Jam Shyamasundaram. Krishna's another name is Shyamasundaram. He is blackish, but very beautiful. Generally, we don't like to see blackish people. But Krishna is so nice. Although he is blackish, he is kandapa koti kamaniya. Barahavatam samasitam mudasundarangam. They are describing the Vedic literature, although he is blackish. He is more beautiful than millions and millions of cupids. Kandapa koti kamaniya. So Krishna is so beauty. That is his godliness. Because beauty is also. We don't worship Indira. Beautiful, the most beautiful. The most beautiful. Krishna is the most beautiful. Radharani is the most beautiful. Couple. Young couple. Our object of worship is see how nice Radharani, how nice Krishna. Beauty. Yes, where from? The beauty worship has come in this material world. Unless there is beauty in the original form, Krishna and Radharani. God cannot be Niraka. Otherwise, why this beauty worship has come? It is Janmadasya Jataha, the Vedanta Sutra says, whatever you see within this world, there is origin. It is only reflection. It is only reflection. It's like in the mirror. There is reflection of your beautiful face. And it looks beautiful because the face is beautiful. If the face is ugly, the reflection will be ugly. So everything is there in God. Aham adhi divan. Another place Krishna said, matta sarvam pravardhate. Aham sarvasya prabhu. So Krishna is the origin of everything. Matta sarvam pravartate. Everything emanates from me. That is the answer to the Vedanta Sutra, Brahma Sutra, Adhata Brahma Jigyasa, Janmadasya Jata. So the origin is there. The richness is there. The potency is there. The beauty is there. The riches is there. The knowledge is there. And the detachment is there. Just see, here, in this material world, it is all created by God. But how much He is detached? He does not live within this material world. He lives in His own world, in the spiritual world. He is no attachment, although He has created. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya katavidam sarvam jagat abhakta murtina masthani sarvabhutani naham teshu avasthiti. Krishna says, maya katavidam sarvam. Whatever you see, that is my expansion of energy. Just like the energy, sun is there in the localized place. And the energy, sunshine, is distributed all over the universe. But you cannot say, because I am in touch with the sunshine, therefore I am in touch with the sun. You are simultaneously. You are in touch with the sun, at the same time not touching sun. Just like at the present moment, at night, we are not in touch with the sun. It is darkness. So, when we are not in touch with God, when we forget Him. And as soon as we understand that everything is the energy of the Supreme Lord, then immediately become in touch. And that can be done. Premanjana sirita bhakti vilochane santasadaiva nilayesu vilochane. Therefore Krishna said, iti chetraṁ tathā jñānam. Gyayam chuktam samāsata. My dear Arjuna, now I have explained to you in summary, not in detail. What is this body? Who is the knower of the body, proprietor of the body? Chitragam. And what is knowledge? And what is the object of knowledge? These things I have explained to you. So, Krishna is explaining everything. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. You can become fully in knowledge if you read Bhagavad Gita carefully, but you must have the qualification. If you are a rascal nonsense, you cannot understand. This is plain thing. Rascals and nonsense cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. That is the first condition. When Bhagavad Gita was taught to Arjuna, he said, bhaktosi sakhacheti hirasam jetam uttamam. My dear Arjuna, I am speaking to you this mystery of Bhagavad Gita, which was spoken long ago to the Sun God, but now it is lost, because the parampara is lost. Besides, the succession is lost. Therefore, I am again speaking to you the same truth, so that from you, people will understand what is Bhagavad Gita. So, why you have selected me, sir? I am an ordinary, a military man. I know how to fight. I am not a Vedantist, neither I am a Brahmana. So, why you have selected me? Because the spiritual knowledge is meant for the Vedantist, Brahmana, saintly person, and so on, sannyasis. I am neither of them. And why you have selected me? Bhaktoshi! Because you are my devotee. This is the qualification. Without becoming devotee, no rascal can understand what is Bhagavad Gita. Again, the same thing is spoken here. Madhubhakta etad vijnayo. I have explained everything in summary. But only my devotee can understand. not others. That is also concluded in the 18th chapter. One can understand God or Krishna, bhaktyamama vijanati, javana jashchami tokam. If you want to understand Krishna or God, then you have to become a devotee. Krishna does not say, vijnani, karmi, yogi, they can understand. No. Jnani, what is that jnani? Jnani bahunam janmanamante jnanavanvam prabhadate. That is jnani. If you do not understand Krishna, if you do not surrender to Krishna, what is the value of your so-called knowledge? Samaye vahi kevalam. It is simply waste of time. If you do not understand Krishna, you are studying Vedic literature. You are a very good student of Veda. That's our life. Have you understood Krishna? No, sir. Then it is useless. Useless waste of time. Because it is said, Vedaishta sarvai aham eva vedam. If you actually understand Veda, then you must understand Krishna. Jnani, I am jnani. What kind of jnani? Simply speculation? Waste your time? This is not this, this is not this, this is not this. Niti, vichar. This is going to waste time. Kevala bodhalantai. That is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti mudapasate vibhu. Klishanti je kevala bodhalantai. Kevala bodha, simply to understand. And you can take any insignificant thing, and if you want to speculate upon it, you can write volumes of books. But what is the use of such knowledge? Simply waste of time. But if by knowledge you come to the point of bhakti, how to surrender to Krishna, then your knowledge is perfect. Therefore Krishna says that this knowledge to surrender unto me, how to surrender to Krishna, comes after many, many births. Bahunam janmanam kante. We are taking birth one after another, one after another, one after another. So in this way, not ordinary person. Ordinary person says, these have no knowledge. Then the next birth may be cats, dogs, trees, or no, anything else. Those who are in knowledge, bhutam gacchanti sattvasva. Knowledge means those who are situated in the quality of goodness. Prakash, everything is clearly understood. That is knowledge. So they, persons who are actually in knowledge, they are promoted to the higher planetary system. Udham vachanti sattvasva madhi tishtanti rajasa. If you have no knowledge, simply you are trying to enjoy the senses, as in this material world, everyone is busy. How to enjoy senses? Then you remain here. Madhi tishtanti rajasa. And if you are in darkness, neither you have knowledge, neither you have the capacity to enjoy this world, simply lazy and sleepy, that is the darkness. Then you become animal, trees, and other lower classes of species of life. These three things are going on. Therefore, this knowledge means that to understand the absolute truth, that process is described. Jnanam. Amanittam madam mittam khanti ajivam achar upasanam bhakti manjam vyabhicharini bhakti yogin ajasivate adhyapa jnanartham darsanam. Everything is described. Krishna said therefore that iti khetram tatha jnanam. I have described about this body and I have described about the knowledge and the object of knowledge. Everything I have described. But who will understand? That is also described here. Madhavakta ekada vijnaya. So that is the qualification. Unless one is devotee, one cannot. So the politicians, they cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. They should simply misuse. politicians, the scholars, the so-called scholars, they cannot understand. Naham prakasa sarvasya yuga maya samapritam. They cannot understand. You have to become a devotee, madhavakta, devotee of Krishna. Not can, desha bhakta. Then I am desha bhakta. I am a bhakta of my wife. I am a bhakta of my country. No, no, you cannot answer. You get out. Madhavakta, Krishna bhakta. It is clearly said. How this rascal tried to explain Bhagavad Gita without becoming Krishna bhakta? It is clearly stated. You have to become Krishna bhakta. If you actually understand, if you want to understand Krishna, God, then you have to be God. So this Krishna consciousness movement is for this purpose. We are making propaganda to teach people how to become Krishna bhakta. And then he can understand Krishna. And as soon as he understands Krishna, he is liberated. Janma karma me dibbam jo jana si tattva. Krishna has already explained. If you simply understand Krishna in truth, takta deham punarjanmanayati. He, after giving up this body, he does not come to this material world to accept another miserable body. Then what does he go? Madhavati. Takta deham punarjanmanayati mameti. He comes to me. He comes to me. Madhava. Here it is also the same thing. Explain. Madhbhakta etad vijjaya. Madhabhava upapaddhati. Madhabhava, my nature. What is that nature? Satchidananda vidraha. Ishara paramakrishna satchidananda vidraha. He has got a body which is itana, sat, and chit, full of knowledge. Satchit and ananda, full of blissfulness. So, we are also searching after, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are also trying to become eternal. We are making scientific improvement. How to live long? Nobody wants to die. That is also described previously. Actually, we are making struggle, hard struggle, just to conquer over this miserable condition of life. Janma-mitya-jara-vyadhi. But that is not possible. Janma-mitya-jara-vyadhi, you can conquer when you get the same nature as of Krishna. Madhava-upapaddhati. If you are able to acquire that nature, Satchidananda-vigraha, then how it is possible? That is madhavaktya. Madhavakta etad-vijnaya. These three things. What is this body? Who is the owner of this body? What is knowledge? What is the object of knowledge? If we understand these three things, then we can get revive our original position. We are also Satchidananda. But at the present moment, our vigraha, our body, is different. This is subjected to birth, death, old age and disease. This we have to conquer. This is the problem. I don't want to die. Why death is enforced upon me? That these rascals, they have no brain. That I don't want to die. How I can escape death? Just like we are trying to escape disease. I don't want to be diseased. As soon as you become diseased, we go to a doctor, he take medical help, say, cure my disease, cure my disease. Then why don't you go to a doctor who can give you relief from death? But they have no brain. The educational system is so rascal down that there is no brain all over the world. There is no institution where people are being taught how to conquer over death. There is no such institution. Only this Krishna consciousness movement is there. Thank you very much.